I am your bench coach here at NoBS, and I'm so honored to be in that role for you all. And I just love to just help you all as much as I can on this call and teach you maybe a little bit. And so I just really get to kind of fulfill my purpose here at NoBS, and that's what I get to do on this call. So it really is an honor and a privilege to help you all. And it's also good for me to kind of remind myself of that sometimes because, I still binge sometimes, and I know y'all love for us to share our experiences and our struggles and things like that. And sometimes it just feels hard because I don't think that's right. So I hope y'all can relate. I hope y'all can relate to some of that. So, all right. Well, this is the monthly binge call. As I said, this is I am Coach Betsy, and I am your bench coach here at NoBS. Last month, I believe it's actually been over a month. It's like this call is just it's like taking forever for this call to come because I think I was more at the beginning of January last month, and then the call just fell at the towards the end of February. But last month on the call, I made the exciting announcement that we will have a binge course for the membership available to you all very soon. And I have been working on it all this time, and I'm actually headed to Nashville here in a couple of weeks to record the course. And so I'm going to be sitting in Corinne's office and recording the lessons. And so I've never done something like that before. So I'm super excited and terrified all at the same time to do that. And so it will be out hopefully not too long after that. It shouldn't take too long to kind of edit and process all of that. And the course will hopefully be up sometime in, I want to say late March, early April, something like that. Okay. Don't hold me to that, but like I said, we usually can get up things pretty quick. And so, and like I said, I'm headed to Nashville mid March. So, I am scared and I am excited, and I know that this is my purpose and what I love doing and what my honor and privilege is, and it's still scary as heck. And there are days I think I have no business doing this and all that kind of stuff. And I smile when I talk about my purpose to y'all. Does anybody love the movie The Jerk, where he talks about his purpose? Please, someone in the chat, tell me they know that reference. That's one of my favorite movies. So he calls his mom and says, "Mom, I think I found my purpose." So somebody, don't let nobody, leave me, don't leave me hanging here. Yeah, somebody knows what I mean by that. So if you haven't seen The Jerk with Steve Martin, it is one of my favorite, yes, it's your special purpose. Thank you, Veronica. You just gotta watch it. You just gotta watch it. It's and I you're welcome ahead of time for oh, your husband's listening. Okay. It's just one of my favorite movies. So I need to watch that movie again. It's a good one. Steve Martin is one of my faves. All right, y'all. So I am here today to coach some of you all. So please raise your hand if you'd like some coaching. I do see a couple of Q&As. Ooh, okay. And Christy gave me a little heads up about a question about what the difference was between a binge and an effort eat, or does it even matter? So amazing. Yeah, some of you all are in the blizzard, so stay warm, stay inside. I did see a couple of things in the chat, and then let's see. Katie, I will get to you here in just a minute. So thank you so much for raising your hand, and anybody else, y'all, I will be here for about an hour, maybe a little bit over since we started just a couple of minutes late with the, I mean, not really late, but I do have a private coaching call, but it's not until 6:30 Central. So, let's see. Kim, I think, said Nebus called bad today. The 8 million feet of snow in the Northeast has sent me into. Okay, Kim, I'd love for you to raise your hand if you would like to get coaching or maybe put some more info in the Q&A for me. We had down here in Arkansas, we don't, didn't have blizzard-like conditions, but we definitely had a bunch of snow and ice several weeks ago, and definitely had some urges to binge. And had a few overeats, and I just invite you to really get curious about what you make it mean, right? What are you making the snow and being inside and all of that? What's the story you're telling yourself, right? What I was telling myself a few weeks ago was this makes everything really hard. Many of you all know I have a now 11-month-old black lab puppy named Ernie, and he really likes his 2 walks a day. We walk him first thing in the morning after we feed him, and then we walk him. My husband is on his way home to walk him in the evening. We don't do super long walks, but I'm telling you what, y'all, that is his favorite thing of the whole day. And he gets to go through our neighborhood and smell all the stuff and pee on everything. And when it was snow and ice, we actually couldn't walk him sometimes. And then we finally found a parking lot down the street that had been cleared, and we were able to walk him around there. But the story I was telling myself was, I'm out of my routine. I can't do what is easiest for me, or just my life is harder. And I really want you all to think about what the story is that you're telling yourself that then ultimately leads you to binge, okay? Because we're looking for relief, right? We're looking for comfort. We're looking for something when we binge, right? We're looking to check out from our lives for a little bit, and we really want to get curious about why. What is so intolerable about staying checked in? Okay, so that's what I invite you to get curious about, Kim. All right. So there was a quick question about the course. Will we be doing it together in Facebook? Stay tuned for that, Veronica. Okay, we're putting together some things. There may be a few options. There may be some things, and so just stay tuned. Those decisions haven't been made yet. Let's get the course going. And then we'll let you all know for sure about, how we're gonna kind of roll it out. Okay. All right. Hello.
Hey there, sweetie. How are
How are
you?
you? Good to see you.
It's been a long time. Yes.
Yes. Such a beautiful smile. Love that smile.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been rough, but I kind of went on the sidelines for a little bit because I just was feeling the overwhelm, and things have gotten really kind of desperate in my life, and I know that now though more than ever, I need the reminders of what to do, how to stay focused, and not let my emotions get me carried away. Just a brief background. My husband, Dwayne's wife,
Yes, Dwayne, yes, that's right.
is still on the road more than not. I maybe see him once a month, if that. And in fact, he had to go to the East Coast to Connecticut to work, and yeah, that hasn't turned out so
Yeah, a lot of snow
well.
that way. Yes.
Yes, but I've been under a lot of emotional strain, pressure, because my mom refused to accept any blame or any change that she has in her mental capacity happening. And last year, she got so paranoid that she was saying that I was sneaking into the house, her house, stealing things, stealing money from her. And she couldn't sleep. She had to sleep with her purse underneath her pillow. She won't get the help she needs. And my brother, so I have two brothers, and of course, at first they were just, blow it off, blow it off. And now one of the brothers has gotten looped in as a bad guy like me. And so now he doesn't want to blow it off too much. We told my other brother that he needs to stay at least in her good graces so that we know what's going on with her. And I do think her doctor's aware, wants her to get like an MRI, but she has taken my brother and I off of everything medically related to her or my dad. My dad is now full-time in a nursing home, and they keep coming at me going, we think your mom, we're feeling that she's making some bad choices for your father. And if we don't get somebody else on there to help with the medical decisions, he's going to become a ward of the state because they will go after that. And so me
So
wanting to fix everything.
what control do you have, like, in that specific situation?
None, like just for myself, just and at this point, she went so far as my dad had to be in ICU here just a couple weekends ago, and she wouldn't let me call the nurse to ask for any updates. I was not allowed at all. And it that's, daddy's girl breaks my heart. Like, I'm just, and I did talk to one of my doctors, my endocrinologist and stuff, and she said, it's okay to back away. You need to take care of yourself right now. And because I'm having another major surgery next month, I just had a double black ablation again. It was like my seventh one, just trying to stay mobile and not handicapped. And so here I am, Betsy.
Got it. So, what do you think about that advice from the nurse or who you talked to about stepping back and taking care of yourself?
My doctor.
Yeah, your doctor.
I knew that was from the work I've done with Corinne and for you guys, and Kathy and you, that's my best option, my most mentally safe option. And it's very hard.
Yes.
Very,
Yeah,
very hard.
this is such a good example of how actually the best choice for us, it's not, it's, you know, we kind of have this error in our thinking, right? Where it's like, well, if this it's the best choice for us, it should feel easy.
And it was
No.
kind of good to be like validated, like I did make the right, because I really did step back last year, like July, and I don't know why she thinks that I'm stalking her, driving by her house and all this. It's gotten bad, and she was telling the nurse in the ICU things that, she felt were happening. So of course then I get the call from the social worker from the VA, because that's where my dad is. But then somebody had put in a referral through the Adult Protective Services for her, and then I got a call from another one. So I feel like that first call that I got was felt like a relief. Like, oh my gosh, there's somebody else that can, go at this situation and help. And but the other part of me about being the daughter wants to fix it.
Right,
I'm
of
on trying
course.
to research it, what to do, how to, all this stuff, and I can't. And it's been so hard to go through it emotionally by myself without Dwayne here. And I'm crying and I'm sobbing and I'm, just, and I'm not gonna, I mean, I don't want to spread all this to other people, but so you try to keep your own counsel, and it just it eats away at you.
But how's that, you know? I mean, yes, we want to, you know, learn how to take care of ourselves, and but, you know, we all need support, right? We all need to just someone to talk to. I mean, like you're doing with me right now, and of course our amazing community as well that you can reach out to.
And
So I
my
think.
daughter suffered a miscarriage last October, our first grandbaby, and so it yeah, I yeah.
You deserve some support with,
Do
you
you?
know, yes. And but let's go back to this decision, right? Just kind of, you know, again, a lot of times the decisions that we know are ultimately best for us may not feel great in the moment, but we know that we still know, right? And this is where we really need to keep reminding ourselves of why this is the best decision in the moment.
Yes,
Yeah.
and besides my, I've got Corinne looking at me on my with her finger pointing up, with one of the magnets there, and the "you ain't a dog, you don't get a treat." I've got things all over the house that remind me of that. But there's still that habit, that ingrained habit, that I need to shove my emotions down as best as I can. And I've already done so much work with everyone, and I hate to be like, I don't want to go back to square one. I'm fighting for my life, really.
So this
Just
isn't square one. This
no.
is just your next stage in your journey, your next step in your journey. And I wanted to kind of come back to that where what you said at the beginning about, you did kind of, I don't know, you said you kind of checked out or just, And I think this is where kind of the next step in your journey is to really, really have some compassion for yourself that for that version of you who did that, who just kind of stepped away or who just did some overeating to try to care for herself. I don't know if you I did a live in the bench group. It's been several years ago now, where I actually thanked the food for taking care of me. I went through a tornado at my house back it's been 3 years ago, almost 3 years ago. Be 3 years ago next month. And I just didn't have any other way. I mean, it was a traumatic experience that I went through. I was by here by myself at my house. And, I used food to cope with that. And I was just beating myself down and I was, judging myself so much because I'd regained some weight. And I realized that I really had to meet myself where I was with what I had done because I really had cared for myself with the food. And you have too, right?
And I can see where I made, even though I was binging, I know I made better choices than I would have in the past on the foods that I binged on.
And that
So,
can be a win too.
yes,
But the
I.
binging itself is you trying to care for yourself and cope with what you're experiencing in your life.
Yeah.
And that is still caring for you. This is what I'm going to teach in this binge course, y'all. So
Okay.
get ready. That binging, is not this bad, wrong thing we do to ourselves. It is us desperately trying to care for ourselves in the only way we know how in that moment.
Right.
Because we have to start there. We can't change or do something different from a place of, I shouldn't have been doing this all this time. No, I was coping with food. Food helps us cope. I
Yeah,
don't think
and
it's helpful.
I
Go ahead.
too had the hail. 2 years ago, we had a big hailstorm
Yeah.
here in Milwaukee, and in 2024, and I'm just now wrapping up with State Farm because they
Yeah.
raked me over the coal. Like the whole
Yeah.
thing, I had three pets pass away in 10 months. I mean, I've been can't walk. I'm using a cane half the time. So the surgery I'm going to have next month is going to totally reconstruct my Achilles heel, and I'll be non-weight bearing, and I'm afraid of that too because I'll be, and
So lots of life happening,
yeah.
Katie, right? And so just today, on Tuesday, February 24th, you have the ability or the option to tell yourself, okay, I have taken care of myself in the only way I could all this time. Go me for trying to survive. and trying to care for myself in the only way I could. What do you think about that?
I think that is a great way to think about it, that I'm a survivor because I'm still here.
You're still there after
And
all this stuff. And
yes.
I will, we can agree it's a lot of life in a
Yes.
short amount of time.
Yes. But there's been many of blessings within there too, mixed in, and I cannot forget about those. I cannot forget the good things, just
But here's the thing, it's a lot easier to remember the good things, right? And to remember the times that you've binged better and all those kinds of things when you're not beating yourself down for how you took care of yourself, right?
Yes.
I hear you right in this moment. You're like, because it just opens you up to, okay, I wasn't wrong. I wasn't bad. I didn't
Yes.
do anything bad.
I need that affirmation from, like, sometimes I just need that outside validation that I'm
Yes.
doing my best and
Well, I am here for it.
yes.
Anytime, y'all, ask coaches, Facebook group, tag me. If you need some validation, let me do it.
Thank
I
you, Becca.
mean,
I
that is,
just
if that's all I do all day, that's a pretty darn good way to make a living. I mean, I do really kind of do that all day, right? It's like, but let me do it, or let our amazing members do it, right? Because they wouldn't talk to you like you talk to you, right? Or like I talk to me sometimes.
Right, but but I'm afraid to go down that rabbit hole. Once I start like putting out my weaknesses and my poor me, and I can't pull back from that. And it took me so long to that was like my first issue, Betsy. I don't remember if you remember, but the martyrism that I had was so bad. Like it was all on my shoulders, and I couldn't ask for help, and because I'd be weak and not strong enough, and
But
that's like
that doesn't sound like what we're talking about here.
no, it doesn't. So, but I mean, if I share that, like if I go on and share like my story, like what how I'm doing to cope, it just feels like that would go that way. I don't wanna do
What
that.
if you're mistaken about that?
I
Because
hope
here's the
I'm wrong.
thing. What?
I hope I am wrong.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Because I hear this all the time, like, well, if I just, kind of tell myself that I cared for myself that way, well, then why would I ever change? I could just keep caring for myself with food. But here's the thing. No, when we turn it around to some compassion and some love and some understanding for ourselves, y'all, we want more for ourselves. We want different for ourselves. When we start, what we're talking about here is loving ourselves more. And when we love ourselves, we don't just keep doing what we've always done. We want different. We want more. We want to take care of ourselves in a different way. But this is what, this is when we do get scared. I mean, because you are not the only one where it's like, well, am I just, but that's me letting myself off the hook or whatever. I hear that all the time. And it's like, I know it feels scary because it's so different than beating ourselves up or thinking something differently. And it's like, well, y'all, what beating yourself up hadn't worked either, or you wouldn't be here, raising your hand and reaching out for help.
Yeah, it was always hard for me to grasp that concept that Corinne used to teach about the thought versus feeling, like this is actually like, or this is a fact. And then and she broke it down. I can't remember
Yes,
the
yes,
acronym, but
yes.
I worked so hard to do that and that to this day, I think still it's like, is that a thought? Is that a fact?
Yes.
Is it a feeling? Is it
Yeah.
like how can I? And that I think still has helped me the best, like
Yeah.
to get trying to
And
get to
what
this.
I'm talking about here, and you're talking about, like, we call it the model, right? Or
Yeah.
the circumstances, thoughts create feelings, feelings create actions, actions create results. And what we're talking about is the thought line, right? That's, if I'm thinking, okay, I just took care of myself in the best way I could, you know, how does that feel? How does that feel? And then what does that lead you to do, right? And for, you know, and so it feels, right? It feels loving. It feels compassionate. It doesn't feel judgmental or shameful, right? And when we're loving and compassionate towards ourselves, we'll explore other ways to care for ourselves. But it's all coming from, okay, I care for myself with food. Go me. Because we're always trying to care for ourselves, y'all. Even if we, like, I would just, it just popped in my mind, even people who cut themselves, right? Even people who, that is an attempt to feel something, right? That's an attempt to care for ourselves in any way we can. We're always on our own side. Yeah. Okay. So for you, where do you want to go from here?
I got my
Oh, you
notes.
got your notes. Okay. Okay, you got your notes.
I just because I need to retain, and it's hard, when you're in the moment.
Yes. Well, but the good news is this is recorded, right? You can always kind of go back.
Right. So I want to immerse myself a little bit back into the teachings, but I can't get to the point where I get overwhelmed again.
Yes, right.
I know I just want to there's some reinforcements that I need to do for myself and
Well, do you have an idea of what that could look like? Because I have an idea.
I do not have an idea. I have not explored it because this was my first reaching out. I tried with Kathy when last week, which I think she did a live, and she didn't get to me. So I'm like, I'll just keep trying because I need that. Yes. So if you can give me some direction, I will.
Well, what I was thinking about, what popped into my head is the is Corinne 365, is the podcast, right? It's a separate podcast, and it is literally like 5 minutes a day of Corinne. And don't even worry about what the, you know, or don't even, you know, it doesn't even matter, right? It's just a little bit of Corinne in your ear. And also Kathy and Lizzie are also doing, and MJ are doing podcasts in there too. And so it's just a little bit of Corinne in your ear every day to kind of get you back into, you know, but we all need reminders, right? We all need a little bit of, you know, I walk around like, well, I know everything. And then I press play on a coaching call and I'm like, oh, I've never heard it that way. So we all need a little bit of, you know, Corinne or whoever, but I love the 365 podcast because it is doable, right? It's not a 2-hour coaching call, right? It is 5 minutes of just, and again, it doesn't even matter what the subject is, right? Let's just get back into what we talk about, what we are doing here. And here's the thing, that is going to affect your behavior. Right? That's going to affect what you do, right? Because you've been around long enough. You know, you just need a little reminder of what's going on here, what you need to kind of tell yourself, and you're back at it. But the other
And I
thing
think
is, go ahead.
I think the other thing I really want to do is even just get back to journaling a couple minutes a day, a couple
Yes.
sentences, I don't care what it is, and just start getting my thoughts on
Yes.
paper.
Yeah.
So,
Yes. And because you have got, you know, a lot of life that is happening that you have thoughts about, right? So just grab something and say, okay, what am I making that mean today? What am I telling myself today? Right? And just start to get some awareness back of, all right, these are some either helpful thoughts I'm thinking, or these are some painful thoughts that I'm kind of carrying around with me. A lot of times that's all we need is just some awareness. And then the other thing for you is continuing to reach out.
Okay.
You know, it's ask coaches, it's Facebook group, maybe not a big post, you know, at first with your whole, you know, life story.
Thank you.
But something where you know you have some support when you need it, and just maybe a little bit of validation, because we all need it sometimes.
Yeah, that is definitely something yeah that I miss.
Okay. All right. Well, that does that feel doable for now?
It does. It
Okay.
gives me a direction instead of me just
Yes.
spinning, like, where am I gonna go?
Yes.
That's what
Yes.
I needed, really.
Okay. And don't try, I mean, you know, there a 365 comes out every day. But some of them are, you know, repeats, right? It's not a brand new one every single day. Don't
Okay.
try to get into, you know, any kind of perfectionism about, you know, having to listen every single. If you don't listen one day, you just get back to it when you think
Okay.
about it. Okay.
Okay. Yeah,
Okay.
that's something I
Okay.
can do when I take my medicine in the morning. So that's a
There
good
we
thing.
go. Habit stack, right?
Yep. Here you go.
All
Yep.
right. All right. I will talk to you again soon. Raise your
Okay.
hand if you need to, just like you did tonight. And I want you to really feel proud of yourself for doing that. Okay.
Thanks, Betsy.
Okay. All right. Take care. See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye. For those of you all who maybe don't remember, just don't know, Katie was at a camp a few years ago and was got coached on her husband, Dwayne. And so it's kind of a lot of people remember Dwayne and Katie getting coached on that day. So she got up there on that stage and got coached, y'all. She's got it in her. She's got it in her. Yes. Jean remembers Dwayne. Tammy said that is the most powerful thought since I've started this journey. I'm assuming, Tammy, you're talking about how I've taken care of myself with food during this time, right? And y'all, that was the game changer for me. My coach taught me that years ago, you know, or helped me kind of believe that about me. And it was the difference. It was the shift I needed because I was just living with so much shame. I was living with, I mean, and I was, you know, I'm the binge coach here in OBS, right? And it just was a shift because it lifted some of the shame, not all of it. You know, I'm not a robot, but it lifted enough of the shame for me to be able to move forward in this with this, like, with so much love and compassion for myself. It's like, oh my gosh, I've been trying to take care of myself. I haven't been trying to like fight with myself or damage myself or all of that. Because that's what I was believing before, where it's like, I thought that there was like this war going on inside of me. No, I just had this coping mechanism that was food, and sometimes a lot of food when I binged. And, but it's still, it was me trying to cope. It was me trying to help myself and care for myself. Because when I binged, I checked out for a while, right? I escaped from my life for a little while. Not as long as I, you know, not for very long, but it was still like, okay, everything feels like too much. And I just need to check out for a minute. And so that's what food did for me. So it helped me in the moment. It really does. I, again, think. I don't think it's helpful for most of us to like think to say, like, well, the food didn't help me in the moment because we wouldn't keep doing it if it didn't, you know? And so, yeah, the food does help us. And this is the another thing I say is like, the food does help us and it's got some consequences that, you know, most of us are trying to lose weight around here or maintain our weight, right? And so, all right, that's what's been going on. That's all that's been going on. Now we just need to explore some other ways to cope. And nothing's going to feel like food, y'all. I was actually answering an Ask Coaches question about this. Because a lot of times we're like, okay, well, what else could you do to help yourself, right? What else could you do to comfort yourself at night? What else could you do? Well, there's all kinds of things. But here's the thing, if we have been comforting ourselves with food for years and years, so it's become a habit, that's comforting in itself in that we're just perpetuating the habit. But yeah, food is, the taste, the texture, it lets us check out for a little while. It is very comforting. So these other things we try are not going to feel the same, and let's not expect them to. But they also don't have the consequences that food does. Okay? So are we willing to explore coping in a different way that maybe feels a little bit different, but it doesn't have the consequences that food does? It doesn't have the consequence of weight gain or not being able to lose weight. So we got to remind ourselves of that too. All right. Serena says, we're always trying to care for ourselves, even though it could even be harmful to us. And I'm telling you, Serena, I don't think it helps us to think, we're harming ourselves. Now, we might be gaining weight, or we might have like a stomach ache afterwards. But, we're not, most of us are not harming ourselves when we overeat or binge. Not long term. Now, there are some exceptions to that, but again, a lot of times that's not like a, kind of, that's not a factual statement. That's usually a judgmental thought that we have. Yes, Sophie, I've gained weight and it's true. I was taking care of myself the best way I could in a stressful time. The only way that you had access to, right? The only way that you thought you could in the moment, right? Because it's all part of the past. Now, all of the overeating and binging that we've done is part of the past, and we can't change it. And what's so the good news here is that we get to tell ourselves whatever we want to about choices that we've made in the past. And this is what this was the game changer for me, where I was like, oh, well, I can just tell myself I was taking care of myself the only way that I could in that time. And that just felt so much better, right? It felt so much better, and it helped me move forward with exploring other ways to care for myself. Okay. I feel like I'm kind of repeating myself, but I know it's good for me to repeat myself. All right, let's go back to Emma's question. She says, what's the difference between a binge and an effort eat, or does it even matter? And she's asleep during the call. She's going to catch the replay. So Emma, I want to answer your question. And I get this question a lot, just kind of what, how do we define a binge? What is kind of the difference between a binge and an overeat or an effort eat? And number one, don't overthink this, right? It doesn't really matter in the long run, right? Anytime we're overeating, binging, right? It's just an opportunity to, oh, check in with ourselves and say, oh, something's going on, right? If I'm eating when I'm not hungry, if I'm eating in secret, if I'm eating more food than my body needs, if I'm eating large amounts of food, to kind of check out, right? What's going on with me? And so that's why I love being a weight loss coach and kind of focusing on eating when we're not hungry and stopping eating when we're, hungry enough, because anytime we eat when we're not hungry or we eat past enough, it's this amazing opportunity to check in and say, what's going on in my life that I need to look at, right? That I want to get curious about. And it's never about the food, y'all. Maybe the food is really good and you just don't want to stop eating, but a lot of times there's something on the other side of that food that we're avoiding, right? Or that we've got thoughts about that we want to look at. So, but I will tell you kind of some, and this is going to be in the binge course, kind of some common indicators of a binge as opposed to just an overeat. Number one, kind of the biggest difference is the level of shame that we feel. A lot of times, like with an overeat, we can, we can like say, oh, well, I ate past enough, or, I ate a little bit too much, or I ate when I wasn't hungry, had a snack when I wasn't hungry. Let me kind of see what was going on there. But there's not a huge amount of shame where you really can't move forward. A lot of times, bingers just really, really have a lot more shame. And I know that's something that I that's me. I was talking earlier at the beginning of the call about, I just want to do it right. I just want to do everything right. I want to do Zoom calls right. I want to do, I want to be the right binge coach in no BS. I want to raise my puppy right. I want to have the right marriage right. I want to be the right daughter for my parents. And so I just know that about me. And I know that that is where my brain tends to go. And so if I believe that there's a right way, then there's also a wrong way. And I've gotten to know myself so well over the years that I'm aware of that. And I've really, really started to question those right thoughts. And so I make myself wrong a lot less these days, which also means I binge less these days because I binge when I think I'm wrong, when I think I'm doing something wrong, when I think I am just not good enough, right? And so, sorry, I went off on a little tangent, but it goes back to the shame. Right. When I feel wrong, that is my shame. And if we can really reduce the shame in our lives, we can reduce a lot of our binging. So shame is the number one indicator. Kind of connected to that is a lot of binging happens in secret because of the shame. We have shame that we're even binging in the first place, but a lot of times the binge is actually fueled by shame about something else. So it's just like there's shame all the way around. Again, going back to the shame again, binging can be a large amount of food in a small amount of time, or just, a larger amount of food over a whole day, over several days. And a lot of times the eating continues to happen because of the shame, because we have shame that we've overeaten, and so we eat more. And then we have shame that we ate that, and so we eat more. And that's when an overeat can actually turn into a binge because of the shame that we feel and the eating that we do in response to the shame. Okay, so it's a lot to do with shame. What else? I'm trying to kind of think of if there's any kind of other common indicators of a binge. Again, that's going to be one of the first lessons in the course. But that's, I think I'll kind of stop there because I just think it was good to kind of really focus on the shame that's attached to binging and less on overeating. Okay. Let's see. Sophie says, could you explain again how you make yourself less wrong? Well, let me think of an example. I'll use the example of my puppy because actually I think I can hear him barking as we speak. My husband's out walking him right now in the street here that I look out my window. And let's say my puppy like jumps up. Actually, my puppy jumped up on my mom the other day and actually knocked her down, and she has a big bruise on her arm and stuff like that. And he is, he's a puppy. He gets very excited. He's very big. He's 95 pounds. And what I made that mean about me, kind of, my kind of initial immediate old shitty was, I haven't trained him right. I haven't trained him well enough. I haven't done the right things to prevent that from happening. So that's kind of an example of how I immediately make myself wrong. When that happened the other day, I just immediately burst into tears. Oh my gosh, it was so scary because I thought my mom had bumped her head and all this kind of stuff. And so I just immediately went to, I'm doing it all wrong with my puppy, right? I'm not training him right. I'm not, letting him, I'm not doing it right. I'm doing it wrong. And then, so I've gotten kind of aware of that wrongness that I kind of immediately go to. And I've done some journaling on it. I've done some work with my coach on it, talking about it. And I remind myself then in that moment, he is just a puppy. All puppies, or most puppies, are very energetic. That's just who they are as puppies. Yes, we are working on doing some training with him and things like that, but he just doesn't realize how big he is, and he gets it gets excited with new visitors. And my mom is going to be okay, and it's okay. It's okay, Betsy. I really do talk to myself in that way in the moment. That's how I make myself wrong. I make myself less wrong, Sophie. Okay. So it really does start with getting, it has to start first with where am I making myself wrong in my life? So I really encourage you all to use that as a journal prompt. Okay. Okay. Audrey, yes, I mentioned, so yeah, a binge can have to do with the amount of food. Like I was saying, a lot of times my binges would start with just a small overeat. Like I would eat a few bites past enough at lunch. Now everybody's a little bit different. And that's again what I talk about in the course is there's not just one way to binge or one type of binger. Okay. It's so my sometimes it would start with overeating a little bit past at lunch, and I would just beat myself up and have so much shame over that. I would keep eating, and then I would keep eating because I would have shame over that eating, and then I would keep eating. So it did result in a larger amount of food. But you know, everybody's large amount of food is different, right? Everybody has a different definition of that. Some people, it could be 5 boxes of cereal. Other people, it could be, you know, a much smaller amount, right? It could be, you know, just it's so we don't want to get into real specific definitions because everybody's a little bit different. Okay. All right. And also, we just don't want to kind of get too much focused on the food and how much we're eating, because it's not about that, right? It's what's behind the eating. What is fueling the eating? Kim says, I actually have a question about the binge itself. Why does it feel almost unconscious sometimes? So I don't know for sure, right? Because, you know, you have kind of your experience with your binge, but what I am guessing probably, kind of what you, I think you mean is, we kind of get into a, I hear this a lot, and I've experienced this too, where it's like, there's no way I can't, you know, there's no way I'm not going to binge right now. You know, it feels almost kind of like out of control or like out of our control, compulsive. Yeah. And I believe that that is really our nervous system, you know, feeling so unsafe that we just, you know, and feeling like, literally, like our, but not literally, feeling like we are, our life is threatened. Okay. Because we are so out of home base with our nervous system. And my coach has actually talked to me about how binging and other ways of coping are, can feel so automatic. And they actually are automatic as sneezing. And when she told me that, I was like, wait a minute. But don't I choose to binge? Don't I choose to put these foods in my mouth? And she's like, not if your nervous system is so dysregulated and so out of home base. This is what our body does, y'all. Our body is so good at taking care of ourselves that we have these automatic coping mechanisms that come in. For some people, it's, you know, it's eating. For some people, it's sex. For some people, it's drugs. For some people, you know, it's drinking, right? And so it can feel as automatic as that, because our nervous system feels like we are there. This is a threat to our survival, and we need to do anything we can to survive. And so what we want to do, and what we kind of want to work on, is to not let our nervous system get to that place most of the time. Okay. And those are the tools that Coach Kathy teaches. We have our nervous system resources page on at nobswomen.com. And so we can, most of us can learn to take care of ourselves enough in that we aren't so dysregulated and can cope in other ways most of the time. I'm glad that that helps and that makes sense. That was a really good question. Yes, and being hard on ourselves can definitely feel unsafe and stressful. Right. That's the thing, is that the shame and the judgment, if we don't catch it, that's what leads us to feel so dysregulated, right? We don't feel safe. Coach Kathy actually taught me this in her Calm and Confident course. She's, you know, when we are judging ourselves, we create an unsafe place for us to be in with ourselves in our bodies. So that's why the shame and judgment is so important for us to look at and to question and to journal about and to ultimately reduce. And like I said, when I really started to believe that binging was the way that I was caring for myself, so much shame and judgment fell away. It just fell away because it was like, oh my gosh, it's not this wrong thing about me. Okay. All right. Let's look at see if there's any other questions here in the Q&A. Okay. Yeah, I've got some. Yes, Jody, my question is my sweater is Belle by Kim Gravel. I love a lot of her clothes and I love watching her on QVC. Corinne actually introduced me to QVC. It's all her fault. Kate says, can you talk about good pause strategies to do when you're tired before you eat off plan, please? If no one else raises their hand. Okay. So, Kate, first off, I really want you to think about, you know, everything starts with awareness. That's another thing I'm going to be talking about in the course. Everything starts with awareness, and you have the awareness of, oh, when I'm tired, I tend to eat off plan or I tend to overeat. So everything starts there because you want to take that awareness now as you move through your days and start getting more aware in the moment of when you're tired. Okay, this just takes practice and time. Okay, you just got to start practicing it, but it starts with the awareness and you have that. Okay, and so now you can really start to watch for, oh, this is a time I'm really tired today. So, and a lot of times that comes with urges to eat off plan. So I need to set a little reminder to myself to pause, or I need to put a sticky note somewhere so I can remember to pause. Okay? Because here's the thing, like we've got to catch ourselves in the moment, right? Now that we have this awareness. And so, what can trigger you to remind you to pause in the moment? That's what I want you to think about. Because again, we have to, like, a lot of times when we're tired, like, we're not going to just do that with our brain, right? We're not going to be like, oh, I see, I'm tired. I need to pause. No, we need to, like, set an alarm on our phone for common times when we are tired. Or if we recognize that we're tired, you know, earlier in the day, we need to say, oh, okay, what am I, when, how, when am I going to pause? How am I going to pause? Let me make it where I cannot forget to pause. And so let me call my accountability partner and tell her to text me at 6 p.m. so that I can, you know, can practice doing that. Okay. I hope that helps. Where it's really learning how to, after you have the awareness, learning how to trigger a pause in the moment. And we can do that with, you know, let's use this technology to our benefit, right? To help us remember. Talk to our spouses or our, you know, these people that we live with that want to support us. Hey, if you notice that I'm tired, or it seems like I'm tired, will you please, like, I mean, y'all kids love to do this because they love to be able to tell you what to do. So it's like, hey, if you notice me yawning or if I just seem tired, will you help me remember and just say, hey, mom, I think maybe you need to pause right now and check in with yourself and see how you're doing or something like that, right? So something like that. This is where we've really got to reach out for help. We've got to, practice helping ourselves, but also, y'all, let's utilize these other people that want to help us on this journey. Okay. I've got one more question and then we will get out of here. So I've never raised my hand because it's seriously too shameful. Every day I tell myself I will wake up tomorrow and do things differently. I just want you to know, Anonymous, you are not alone with this story, okay? You are so in a group of women who are experiencing the same thing that you are, okay? Because I just think, especially with binging, y'all, a lot of the shame comes from we think we're the only ones, or we think that it's different for us, okay? But y'all, I lived with so much shame for this, well, with this for years and years and years, okay? Says, after I eat a meal, I fight with myself not to go find something else and keep eating. I acknowledge I'm not hungry, but it's almost like I'm holding a gun to my head to eat. Sometimes I'm actually able to resist, usually because I'm busy and have to get ready to rush out of the house, but more often than not, my resistance crumbles. I've written about this for years, had therapy, done Overeaters Anonymous and eating disorders, and nothing seems to help, no matter how self-aware I get. Okay, I want to point something out that maybe you haven't noticed. Okay. And like I said earlier about kind of the shift that helped me, sometimes I feel it is, again, my honor and my privilege, but it's also my duty to point some things out that sometimes you all don't see. Okay. And what I want you to see here, Anonymous, is that there are times that you do not eat when you have urges to eat. You said, sometimes I'm actually able to resist because I'm busy and have to get ready to rush out of the house. That tells me, and I want it to tell you too, that you are not powerless to this. You are not out of control because there are times that you are able to not eat when you really, really want to. Okay, so that's number one. And that can help us right there because we're not hopeless. We're not out of control. We just want to kind of get curious about these times when we do eat. Okay, so what I hear a lot in your message, in your question, is a lot of fighting, a lot of resisting. Well, all of that takes willpower. So it's fighting urges, resisting urges. And a lot of times we mistakenly think that's what we need to do with urges. Once again, this is going to be another lesson in the binge course, is about getting to know our urges. Actually, getting to know them not as our enemy, not as something that we need to fight or resist, but actually getting to know them in terms of what they are trying to tell us, what message they are trying to send us. And so what I see you doing here is fighting, right? Fighting the urges. And a lot of times that is fueled by shame. It's you feel so much shame that you have the urges. And so then you're fighting with them. I shouldn't be having the urges. I'm not hungry. And you're using so much willpower to fight the urges and resist the urges that you just run out, you get tired, and you eat. I used to do it too. Okay. And so what I want you to do is to practice. And when I say practice, y'all, we're going to do it sometimes. We're going to not do it sometimes. It's not ever going to be perfect, but let's just start somewhere. The next time you have an urge, instead of saying, I'm not hungry, I'm not going to eat right now. I'm not hungry, right? That's fighting with it. I want you to stop and say, all right, I know I'm not hungry, right? I mean, you can still say that. But then I want you to say, all right, what else is going on here? if I know I'm not hungry and I still want to eat something, something else is going on. What might that be? Okay, this is how we get to know our urges instead of fighting with them and just letting them and wanting them to go away. We've got to start getting to know them and getting curious about them because every single urge is an amazing opportunity to get to know yourself a little bit better, to get to know what's going on with you. Okay. So like I said, that's going to be another lesson in the bench course, and we are going to develop a new relationship with our urges. Okay? Because every single one of them is a gift, can be a gift to us. Because they are an invitation to look under the hood and see what's going on. Okay? So I'm so proud of you, Anonymous, for reaching out, and that's all I want you to do right now. Okay? And here's the thing. You would not have reached out if you were in, debilitating shame. You reached out because there is some part of you that doesn't feel shame. There is some part of you, and this is for every single person on this call. Y'all wouldn't be here. Y'all wouldn't still be in no BS. You wouldn't be reaching out for help. You wouldn't be raising your hand for coaching. You wouldn't be asking questions or even just sitting here and listening on this call if there wasn't some small part of you that believed that you could have a different life and that you could learn to binge less, that you could learn to how to lose your weight and keep it off, y'all. And here's the thing. This is my little spiel about belief. We almost never have 100% belief that we can do anything. Did you 100% believe you could raise kids or, be in a marriage or do a job? No, there's always some doubt and fear along for the ride. All we need is 1% belief that we can do something to keep going, to keep listening, to keep reaching out, to keep practicing. All of y'all have 1%. I believe in y'all too. So that gives you a few more percentage points. And that's all you need to keep going. And then when you keep going, you build belief in yourself. With my binging, I'm still only at about, I don't know, 60, 70%. But I know that's normal. I don't just 100% believe that I'm never going to binge again or that I've figured out binging. But I don't need that. All I need is some belief to be able to keep going and build more belief along the way. Okay? So keep showing up, keep reaching out. Y'all, I'm in that binge Facebook group every day. So please, please just keep reaching out and keep reading. Keep lurking if that's what you do. Because I'm definitely a lurker too in Facebook groups that I'm in. And then just keep holding on to that 1% belief and keep going, and you'll build more and more belief along the way. All right, guys, that's what I got for you. And I love all of you all. And like I said, this is my favorite time of the month. And next month, I'm not exactly sure what week I'm doing the bench call, but we'll be that much closer to the course coming out. And I'll be able to talk more about it then. Okay. All right, guys. Y'all have a great rest of your night and take care. All right. Bye-bye.